Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, this is Genevieve here. This is Genevieve, the host for this, for another episode of I trust all of you doing well. I pray that God has kept you during this week, during this crisis that we have now. I just pray that you keep you healthy, keep you strong. Today I was going to do something on Ruth Naomi, but I decided to save that for another time. Just last night I just felt that I needed to share this particular subject about sacrifice. As most of you probably know, this is the Memorial Day weekend where we pay homage to all the veterans, all the men and women who served and gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have the freedoms that we enjoy today. I'm a veteran myself, and I served in the U.S. Army in the 70s. And as I got older, you know, I see the importance of celebrating and honoring our men and women who have served in the past, who are currently serving, and also those who will be serving. I also am reminded that when a person makes a sacrifice, something, you know, they give their all. There's no half-stepping it, no pulling back. It's something that a person's willing to give their own life to. And there's another person in history who also gave the ultimate sacrifice, and that person is Jesus Christ. Okay, he's a person who never led a military, never served in the war, but yet he gave the ultimate sacrifice to each and every one of us. So we wouldn't be cursed by the penalty of sin and death and damnation. Now, when I think about this, of course, I think about all the veterans who served, gave the sacrifice. When I think about Jesus, he gave out the sacrifice. The difference is that he's alive. He's giving life to many billions of people throughout the centuries, and he's still giving life to many today. This is not a physical birth, but a spiritual rebirth, mind you. This is a time when men and women who set by sin, personal problems, everything, and God has restored them. So they've been restored. Many people who have something crazy, many people who are trying to find something in life, find out what life is all about. And one of Jesus said, it says in the epistles, I came to give life, and I came to give it, so have it abundantly. So we can all have that abundant life, Jesus. We can all have eternal life, which is a wonderful, when I think about it, it's such a wonderful thought that I'm going to be living with God through me, Jesus, in the future. As a personal trans experience, I was willing to get into the life that I lived before in order to form into my new life. And I thank God for the experience having answered God's call to accept Christ in my life many years ago. And I believe that His sacrifice helped me in my transition to being a trans person. You know, He knew that I was trans all along, but He was just in His own time and in His good grace that I came out at a later date. I was in my mid-50s when I came to in my trans gender. I can speak from a lot of different perspectives, so being a veteran, being in one, living one particular life. I'd like to speak to it from a queer perspective. And so I have, you know, I'm thankful to the many who have laid the groundwork so I could become the person that God wants me to be. I'm mindful of the many men and women who prayed with me before. I believe that someone was praying for me before I even came to Christ. I'm thankful for the footprints that were laid before me. You know, I don't know who they are. It doesn't really matter who they were. It's like somebody laid down the groundwork, and they were able to. You know, I was able to, some time later, follow the footsteps of what they were saying and how it's right. When I think about experience, you know, there are many who laid the groundwork before me. I'm very mindful of those who came before me. There were so many of them. So many that came, you know, there are many things that happened. You know, that I just beginning to discover about, beginning to read about. And as a Christian, as a person, the trans experience, my footsteps going everywhere. Somebody, some down the line, will be following those footsteps. I just pray also for the Lord to find they follow the footprints of God, Jesus Christ. I'd like the person to Jesus in me. And as we celebrate, as we have a time of remembrance during this Memorial Day weekend, I'd like to say that I'm very, very thankful for my time in the service. It was God's will because it was in the service that I came to say the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And all through the years, you know, there have been many sacrifices. I think about Christ's sacrifice. He was Christ's died for me. I didn't think of myself being anybody special. Christ died for me. And I'm thankful to Him for that. As we remember our men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice in front of their family. I'm the example of truth. We're honor the sacrifice. You can say this is another time of reflection. And also a time of just remembering that Jesus gave the sacrifice to His sacrifice. And that He gave His life willingly. Jesus gave His life willingly. And He's alive today. He changed my life all those many years ago. And exchanging lives still today. And I encourage you to think about this. Think about Jesus can change your life. God just, he didn't sacrifice his life. He sacrificed his life so you could have a better life. To have an abundant life. To have a life of meaning and purpose. And I just pray, that's my prayer for you. That's my prayer for you. I pray in Jesus' name that you find that peace. And that find the peace and find your find the Lord state, which is seeking you. This is Genevieve Kim. Genevieve, your host, I'd like to thank you for another episode. And I just pray you, everyone, enjoy the coming days, Lord. Just enjoy everything and just pray to God keep you healthy and strong and a sound mind. God bless you.